Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We're up to Pei Beis. We're at the new Perek, a brand new Perek, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. This is the last Perek of the Masechta. So we are in the home stretch. Here we go. Now we get back to some fundamentals of Gittin that we got off on a little bit of a tangent like four Prakim ago. We have that got back on that tangent. Here we go. Hamagarish is Ishto. If somebody divorces his wife, V'amallah, and he tells her, he divorces his wife and he tells her, Hare at muteris l'chol adam ella l'ploni. You are permitted to the whole world, ella l'ploni. What does ella mean?
Except for,
or it could mean, on condition you don't marry ploni. It's a funny word, ella, over here. Ain muta, hare at muteris l'chol adam, you're mutu to everybody, ella l'ploni. Shouldn't it have said chutz l'ploni?
Correct.
What's Ella Laploni? It's a funny lashon, and the Gemara is going to have machlokas. Does it mean chutz, or does it mean almanas? Right? What's the difference between chutz and almanas? We'll get to it. But that's what he said. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer Matir. Rabbi Eliezer said, that's good. What does that mean, that's good? She's divorced, and taka. She's not allowed to marry, she can marry anybody she wants, not that guy. How could he do such a thing? We'll get to it. The Chachamim Osrin. The Chachamim say it's not a valid get. The get's invalid. She can't marry anybody. Why? Because she's still married. Invalid get.
I don't like she can't marry because of the condition.
What? No, the get's puzzle.
Because of the condition.
1 second. So is it a condition? Or is it just a chutz? That's not a condition. What happens if she marries someone else?
1 second. Let's go back to the basic.
Yeah.
The basic is that the Chachamim argue because of the any get that has a condition that cannot be overcome ever puzzles the get.
Right. What you mean to say is any get that doesn't totally free her is not a get.
Yes.
So what's Rabbi Eliezer saying?
He's saying that she's.
But he says it's a good. He said it's a good get, and she's not gonna marry that guy.
Yeah,
that's a funny shita, no?
Yeah.
Okay. I think at the end of today, and certainly at the end of tomorrow, you're not gonna have any questions. Because we're going to go through this whole Gemara, this whole Machlokas.
The problem would be, in she gets married to another guy, everything's good, gets divorced from this guy, and marries the first guy back again.
Then we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to talk about that.
We're going to get to the second guy.
Okay, Ketzad Yaseh, what do you do? What do you do in such a case? Yitlena, you take the get back, the Hymena from her. The Yachzar, the Yitnena La, you give it back to her. The Yomer La, Hare At Muteris L'Chol Adam. You are hereby Mutter to everybody in the world. Tosfos says, what?
You can still use the same get.
Tosfos says, you see from here, that saying Hare At Muteris L'Chol Adam is a Doraisa requirement of getting divorced. You can't just hand her a get and not say that. The Beferish of Mishnah in Shas. You must say it also. The Meiri says, no, you only have to say it if there's problems. If there's no problem, what do you have to say it for? Here, there's problems. You made a funny statement. It's not good. Take it back. Now you got to say it, do it right. But if there's no problems.
Then he's a shliach,
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's what Tosfos says.
He's not even there.
Why? If shliach shadim kavosa, why shouldn't he have to say it?
Did he wrote that in the get?
Kosvo, if you wrote it, bisocho, in the get. Puzzle. Even if you erase it afterwards, it's still puzzle.
Right.
And I can't write that in a get. The whole get's puzzle.
Right.
Okay. Now, Iboilahu. Hi, Ella. This word Ella. Does it mean chutz? Who? Does it mean except for this guy? We'll call him Ploni to make it easy. Oh, almanas who? Or does it mean almanas you don't marry Ploni? Chutz who? Does it mean chutz except for Ploni? Ubachutz hu de pligi rabbanon oleha, and the Rabbi Lazar and the rabbanon disagree with that. That there was a machlokas in the Mishnah. Why the Rabbi Lazar de hashayer la beget? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's left over to the get. That's not a true krisus. The Chachamim say I cannot agree to that. You can't have a situation where there's still a relationship between the husband and the wife. I'm divorcing you. You can marry whoever you want, but you can't marry him. Right. That means she can't marry him. Why can't she marry him? Because I don't let? Then we still have a connection.
Right.
So how could that be? A get means there's a krisus through and through. If she's still bound by what I say, and she can't marry what's-his-name, he's such a nice guy, he wants to marry her. Oh, my husband, my first husband doesn't let. What kind of get is that?
Well, Michael said a million times he can make any tonight he
wants. But not a tonight, not a tonight. You can't make a tonight where the krisus is not final.
Right.
That's what you can't make. So you can make any ridiculous, if it snows, if it doesn't, all these crazy things. But not if the tonight, not if the, we're going to get to all these cases. Right? It doesn't have to only, there's other ways that a get could be invalid, having nothing to do with the wife marrying other people. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to all this. So the Rabbanan said, I can't agree with that, because it can't be a situation where you can get divorced, and she's allowed to marry whoever she wants, except for one person. That's not, it's called what was I saying? The Hashaya La Beget. It's left over to the get. Besides the get, there's still a connection between the two of them. I can't agree to that. However, Avo Ba'al Manas, but what if he says to her, "You can't. I'm divorcing you on condition you don't marry what's his name." What's it's like any other condition? What's wrong with that, right? Almanas, Avo Ba'al Manas, Modele. But if it's Almanas, right, he would agree. The Chachamim would agree that she's divorced. Why? That's what's the difference between I'm marrying you on condition you don't marry Ploni. I'm marrying you on condition it doesn't snow. What's the difference between those two tanaim?
Does marry him
after. So then the get is batel, then she's never divorced, and then this is nothing. Because a woman can't marry two people.
Right.
That's all what happened. Just like it snows, the get is batel, and as if they were never married. I believe tomorrow we're going to raise the issue that I think Tosfa says nobody's getting divorced on a condition, like these ridiculous conditions. And 20 years later, the get lemafreya is undone because it snowed once in Florida, which it never does. Makes some crazy condition like that.
Problem again.
Right, so nobody does that. Tosfos is going to say that tomorrow. The Gemara has it. You have cases like that. But Lamaisa, 20 years later, now all of a sudden, she's not divorced because some condition kicked in. It's a funny, I think, either tomorrow or Sunday, I don't remember, one of the Rishonim is going to say such a thing. So you don't have to ask, well, how does that be? Her whole life, she's really, not really, doesn't, never, nobody would do that. Well, maybe the Chacham wouldn't let such a thing. So, now. Right. So, midi da havi, I call tonight the Alma. So it's like every tonight in the world. Anything can make any tonight you want. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Almanas, who? Maybe the word Ella means Almanas. Uba almanas hu depolig Rabbi Eliezer adarabonin. And on the almanas part, Rabbi Eliezer argues, right? Avol bachutz. But if it was a case of bachutz, mode, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, dohashayr le beget. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's not good. Right? Because the get's not final. There's still a connection between the two of them. So which one is it? So I'm a Ravina. What? You can marry everybody except for him. Of course Rabbi Eliezer would agree that's not good. So, Amar Ravina Toshma. We have another Braisa or Mishnah that says like this. Kol habatim, all houses, mitamin binagoyim, right? All houses can get tsaras. Ela shel ovdei kochavim. But, not a goyish house. So what does that mean? If it means except for a house that were owned by Goyim, Shapra, that makes sense. Ela I amarta almanashu. But if it means almanas, it doesn't make any sense. A house can get saras on condition a Goy's house doesn't get saras? What kind of statement is that? Almanashu, almanas de lo matami bate ovde kochavim, on condition that a Goy's house can't become tame, who de matami bate Yisrael? Then a Jew's house, yeah? That doesn't make any sense. Ha mitamu bate ovde kochavim lo matami bate Yisrael, and since an ovde kochavim's house can't get saras, so neither can a Jew's house. That doesn't make any sense. Va'od also bate ovde kochavim mi matami, can a house that's owned by a goy even get saras? That can't even happen. That nan vatani, but we learned venosati nega saras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. Right. Eretz achuzaschem matami de goy. Only a house. In the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, they ain't bought the off the Chacham. That's not a Goyish house, even if it's in Israel,
right?
Even if it's in Israel, the guy happens to have, he was there before Yeshua ben Nun, for some reason he's still there. Somehow it's happened, he's still sitting there. It doesn't make a difference. That house can't get to the house. So the whole statement doesn't make any sense if it's almanas. Only makes sense if it's chutz. Elo shmamina, chutz hu shmamina. Right? Clear? Chutz means not almanas.
Right.
Which makes the machlokas more difficult to understand. Yep. How could Rabbi Eliezer hold that that's a good get? How can he hold that? Now we've established what Ella means. How can he hold that? Now that's the rest of the daf. But before we get to that, Tosfos was...
explain why he put the Ella in.
So we're going to get to that in a second. It's a good question. Look at the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos says, "Umeditnan berej zvachim." How about this? In the beginning of Zvachim, in the first Mishnah of Zvachim, it says the following statement. "Kol ha-zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishma." If you shech the carbon shelo lishma, right? You ask the Kohen, why'd you check that animal? I don't know. It was online over here. The guy told me, I don't know what I was doing. It's good. Any time a Kohen does that, it's ksherin, it's kosher.
Lishman,
for the purpose of the carbon, right? There are two exceptions to that. Chatos and Pesach, right? But otherwise, it's good. Shalon, lishman, ksherin, it's good. Ela shalol l'bayil l'mashem chova. But the Baal didn't get whatever he was supposed to bring it for. In other words, it's good, but the Baal has to bring another one, right? Has to bring another one. So, it says, what does it say there? Ella, shalo, alu, bailin, l'shem chova. But the Baal doesn't get his check mark as if he brought the carbon. The carbon was kosher. Doesn't have to be taken off the Mizbeach, but it doesn't count for the Baal. Now, lo havi matzila suy raida, what does the word Ella over there mean? What does the word Ella over there mean? Says Tosfos. Lo havi matzila suy raida hasam. You can't bring a raya from there that it means anything. Why? Lo shayach. Lo shayach, lo almanas, v'lo chutz. It doesn't mean almanas, it doesn't mean chutz. There. It doesn't mean either of them. Ella, rather, lo havi, ella, lushen rako aval. It means only or but. Right? It's a good carbon, but the Baal didn't get his check mark. It's a good carbon, except for the fact that the Baal didn't get his check mark. That's not chutz, it's not almanas. So, which leads the Maram Shif to say, most of the time, there's no shayla. For example, say, he quotes a case, Ein Shmira Elasakin. There's no Shmira except for a knife, whatever that means. There's no there's no tzedakah except for money. I mean, some statement like that. Ein this, Ella that. There, the word Ella means but. It's always what Ella means. That's not a Shiloh.
Right.
Over here, you know why there's a machlokas? Because the word Ella doesn't belong here. It shouldn't have said chutz.
Right?
You can't marry, you can't give a get if it says everybody's divorced, except for him. What's Ella? Ella usually means but. That can't mean that here. But him? What does that mean, but him? Does it mean on condition you don't marry him? Or does it mean except for him? Right? So that's why there's a whole machlokas here, because the lashon doesn't make any sense. Why did the Mishnah write it like that? I don't know. Right? I don't know. Okay, back to the Gemara. Masnisan de loki haitana. This Mishnah can't be like the following Tana. Titania, we learned in a Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said, now we established that our Mishnah means chutz. Right? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechluku Rabbi Eliezer vechacham ala regarish es ishto. There's no machlokas where a guy gives his wife a get, va'amalo, and he tells her, Hayamataras lekol adam, you're divorced from everybody, chutz min aploni. Except for Ploni, she ain't a Megureshes. That's not divorced. That can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer says that you are divorced. So this Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would argue on our Mishnah. He said there's no machlokas in that case. It's not true. Our Mishnah, we just finished saying, it is a machlokas in that case. Alman nechleku, now he goes on. What do they argue? Al hamagaresh ishto, a guy divorces his wife, v'amar lo, and he tells her, on condition you don't marry Ploni. Right? On condition you don't marry Ploni. We didn't flesh it out. We didn't flesh out what was going on. Rabbi Eliezer matir. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's mutter. L'chol adam. She can marry whoever she wants. Chutz me'osa ish. Not that guy. Right? She cannot marry that guy. Right? Right? The Chachamim, Osrin, the Chachamim say no, you cannot marry that guy. Not only can you not marry that guy, you can't marry anybody because the get is batel, and therefore she's still married. Right? So this Rabbi Eli, this Brisa said the exact opposite of what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said they're only arguing in a case of chutz. Right? And this Brisa says, no, they're only arguing in a case of almanas. Yeah, in a case of almanas. Right? Yeah. Almanas, you don't marry that other guy. That's when they're arguing. McKay?
I don't really understand what the difference is.
It's a very small difference. The difference is it a condition?
No, I understand,
has the rule no difference if it's, you can't marry that guy or if it snows on Tuesdays? Some condition, right? Now,
in hindsight, what does that actually do differently?
So what happens if she violates it?
Right.
What happens if she violates it? That's what Mati's really asking, right? So Tosafot says like this, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, she can marry whoever she wants, but not that guy. So what happens? According to Rabbi Eliezer, let's stay in his world for a minute. The get's a good get. She marries someone else, not that guy. She's not allowed to.
Right.
She marries someone else.
And she gets divorced.
And she gets divorced from that guy. Can she now marry that guy?
Yeah.
Can she now marry that? Right. So now can she? So Tosafot says...
No, that's not the question. The question is, if they have children, all those children now, Mamzer, because it retroactively went to the first, knocked out the first guy.
Right, so we're going to get to that question soon. So Tosafot says like this. Let's say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's a condition. So what happens if she marries... The guy she's not allowed to marry.
Right.
What happens? The condition kicks in, which means the get is not a get now, which means she was never married. She was never divorced.
She's still married.
Which means she's still married. So what's she doing now? She's having an affair.
Right.
No man's going to go into that. Tosa says no one's going to do that. I'll marry you 100%. But now if I marry you, then you retroactively... I'm not going to go near you. No one's going to go near her.
You're looking at it wrong. They're not putting the onus on something completely different. Now they won't do that. Forget about what they will or won't do.
Yeah.
We don't play that game anymore. What people will or won't do, we never play. What is the actual...
Now, Tosafot says, can she get married to some other guy? Yes. We're not choshesh. She's ever going to marry this guy. Let's say she gets married to someone else. Husband number one gives her a get on a condition she can't marry Plony. She marries husband number two. No problem. That doesn't work out. But they have kids. Are we choshesh that she's going to marry now husband number Plony, which will retroactively mean that these kids are mamzerim. Says Tosfos, we're no choshesh for that. Why? Because she's never going to do that, and it's in her power. When Plony is going to offer her a ring, she's going to refuse it.
Right.
However, says Tosfos, if the condition was you can never have relations with Plony, and even if she's raped by Plony,
right.
the condition is a problem. She can never get remarried.
Because
if she gets married to husband number two, has kids, then she's raped. Those kids are mamzerim, right? Maybe not, because it was not Baratzen. But even if she did it Baratzen, let's say she did it Baratzen. She did an affair Baratzen. I'm not married to him. It was just an affair. But then, I mean, retroactively, the get was not Chal. Therefore, you're married to husband number one. What will happen to your husband married to husband? Oh, I'm sorry, even if it's Baratzen, even if it's rape, even if it's not Baratzen. Any relationship undoes the get.
Right.
She's still married to husband number one. You went ahead and had husband number two with kids. That'll never happen because in her that then she can never get married. In other words, Tosafot says the distinction is in her control or not. If it's in her control, she'll never do something to cause Mamzerim. She'll never do that. So if it's in her control, I'm not allowed to marry what's-his-name. I'll never marry what's-his-name. Because if I get married to someone else in the middle, number two, it doesn't work out. I have kids, it doesn't work out. I'm going to go marry Plony and make my kids Mamzerim.
You still got the time with the rape.
What? No, so it depends on what the condition is. If it says you can't marry him, it's up to her. If the condition is you can't be with him, she can never get remarried.
Right?
She can never get remarried. Why? Because she'll get remarried, have kids, then she doesn't have to get divorced from that guy. She's happily married. She has second marriage, she's happily married, she has a bunch of kids, then that guy rapes her. undoes the whole get, so then she can never get married.
And it's like marriage, it undoes.
So then she can never get married.
Here's
that's what Tosfos says.
I understand.
You hear all that?
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant, no?
Whatever. The only problem with that
it's
is,
like Jerry Springer.
Probably Eliezer,
yeah.
We still have a problem that the first husband still has a connection to her.
We didn't answer that question yet. We're going to get to that question. We're going to get to that question in 2 minutes. We're going to flush that out. We didn't answer that question yet. But just to...
As long as we know what the difference is.
What?
But,
right.
But if she didn't have kids with the second one, she might move on to her real...
The Ramban says...
Exactly.
The Ramban says...
That's my feeling.
The Ramban says the opposite. No man's ever going to go near her. Knowing that if I marry you,
she's tainted goods.
Not tainted goods, not worse. If I marry you, you become a married woman to the first husband.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
I'm saying so. She's.
Which probably pulls it back out of her again.
Right.
Right. So she's off limits.
Right. So the Tosafos Rid says there are two types of conditions. A guy says to a wife, I'll divorce you on condition you pay me. Right?
That's what standard
is. That you pay me, you're divorced. You don't pay me, you're not divorced. That's one type of condition, which is valid. The other type of condition is something no one's ever going to do, which is, if you ever drink wine, the divorce is undone. In other words, 20 years later,
she drinks a little bit of wine,
the divorce is undone. Right. That, no one's going to do that.
That's
obvious. Right, so as the Tosafot says, no one's going to agree to that. Not that she has to agree. Even a husband won't do that. No one's going to do that
saying,
to people.
He's
the condition right now, pay me, otherwise it gets achal. That's a valid condition. You want to get to be chal? Whatever the condition says. Wait for it to rain on Tuesday, then they get chal. But to say, I'm giving you a get. Here's your get. If this ever happens in the future, the get's not chal, that we're never going to allow. Right? That's a difference in two types of tonight.
100%.
Once to get started, that's 400. You want to pay? They're not going to be divorced. The other one is a crazy thing. In the rest of history, this could never happen. Otherwise, it gets undone.
Exactly. It's the same thing we've been saying before.
So the Tosafot Rid says that's crazy,
right?
That's what this case is, right? Okay.
You can't have a connection with her forever.
Right.
It has to be either one time shot or whatever it is. Or...
Right. Yeah, although if you have kids with her, you still have a connection the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it's not a marriage connection. That doesn't.
He doesn't force.
It could be the same thing if you own a field together, and the divorce is not going to affect that. So okay, so you have what to do with each other. It's not the end of the world.
Don't you think that having a kid is a stronger connection?
Yeah, but it doesn't make it a get, not a get.
Now,
my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason that Almanas? We didn't explain the other way. The chutz. We didn't explain. What's the reason for Almanas? So the Gemara says, "Midya havei kol tanai ba'alma." It's like any other tanai. What's the difference between this tanai and the other tanai? V'rabbanan kol tanai ba'alma lo shayer lo get. Now every other tanai, there's not anything left over. Hacha shayer lo beget. Here it's left over. Says Rashi on top, kivan da atani kivan de isni bahada. Since he made a condition with her, shelo linase lazeh, she can't marry what's his name. Nimtza shelohet tira get zel lachal adam. The get's not permissible to everybody. That's not a get. Umas nisan. Here we go. Umas nisan. And our Mishnah. Do okimna b'chutz. My time with Rabbi Elazar. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that there is this chutz. How on earth can Rabbi Elazar hold that's a valid get? Right. You can marry anybody you want except for him. How could that be valid? The answer is he's going to learn that out of a pasuk. It's a very very strange limud. My time with Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai says, "Mishum zaken echad." Omar Kor, it says in the pasuk, "Viyatsa mi beso." He leave. She leave. What happened in the divorce? She leaves the house. V'halcha v'haisa le'ish acher. And she, where does she go? To another man.
Right.
She goes to another man. Afilu lo hitira elo le'ish acher. Harezim megureshes. Even if the get says, "I'm giving you a get. I'm only mattering you. The only person in the world you can marry is him." Only one man. The pasuk said, she went to one man. If that's good, then for sure the other way is good. You can marry the whole world except for one man. That's for sure good.
You mean the flip side.
Yeah. You hear that? It's good. Even though we would think that it's not a krisus. Says it really is. I hear that, Taina. But the pasuk says otherwise. The Rabbanan would say, no, hi ish, it means l'chol ish v'ish, it means every man. Right? It means she got divorced. Now she can marry whoever she wants. Not that only one man. That's crazy. Now, that's Rabbi Yonah's answer to explain Rabbi Eliezer.
Married more than one man at a time anyway, so.
Right.
That's why it says one man.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's true. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, time of Rabbi Eliezer mehacha. It says like this. V'isha, gerusha, a woman, me'isha. Me'isha, gerusha, me'isha. A woman divorced from her husband. Lo yikachu, right? A Kohen cannot marry her. Why? Because a Kohen is not allowed to marry anyone who's divorced, right? Says the pasuk. Says Rabbi Yochanan, explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu lo nizgarsha ela meisha nifzal menakahuna. Even if I think this means as follows. Even if he gives her such a get, she can't marry a Kohen. In other words, look at Rashi. Ela meisha, right? The second Rashi on the page. The Amar La. He gives her a get and he says, Hare at migureshes mimeni, you divorced from me. Vi at migureshes lekol adam. Vi at mutaris lekol adam. But you can't marry anybody you want. I'm giving you a list. Whoever's on the list, you can marry. Whoever's not on the list, you can't marry. Now, is that a good get?
No.
So Rabbi Eliezer said yes.
Yeah,
why you say yes? Because if you do that, says v'zeh reyach haget, it's a reyach haget. It smells like a get. Right. Might not be 100% a get. Shepasel b'kahuna. Can she marry a Kohen?
No.
She cannot marry any Kohen. Is this a good get?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good get or not. But she can't marry a Kohen anymore. Why? It's enough of a get that she's a gerusha for purposes of a Kohen. Can she marry him? I don't know. He's a Kohen. How about him? What about him?
Why would she want?
What?
If we talk about a case where the Baal gave the get and died.
Why?
Because it would be a question. Because the question is, if she was an almana, then she could marry a Kohen. If she was migureshes, then she can't marry a Kohen.
Right, so we're saying we're not sure if she's migureshes or not. She still can't marry a Kohen.
Even if the Baal dies.
Even if the Baal's alive. Why can't she marry a Kohen? Baal's alive. And the get's not a good get. So what is that? She's a married woman.
She can't marry a Kohen.
Then the Baal dies, right? Then the Baal dies. Right. The answer is, she still can't marry a Kohen. Why not? Because we're not sure if the get was good, but it was good enough to pass her from a Kohen. That was good enough for that purpose. So what do you see? Umidipasal with kahuna, and since we said that, alma gethu. It's a valid get. Otherwise, why can't you marry a Kohen? She's a widow. It's a valid get. Fahacha, the shayri l'chol adam, chutz mizu, mutaris l'achayrim. So if you write a get like that, I'm not mutter to you, us to the whole world, it's valid. A very funny drasha. Right? Both drashas are very funny, but Rabbi Eliezer has a very funny shita. He says you can give a get that says you can marry anybody you want, but not him. Except for Ploni. That's a funny case. It's a funny sheet to hold. Right? We in the 82nd page of this Masechta, none of us ever thought that would be good. Comes along with Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's good. How? We fetch it out of Psukim. Right? Basically what we just did. Okay. Alma.
Oh,
V'rabbanan. No, Isra Kahuna Shiny. Since we have so many Kahana, so many other rules, it's not so far-fetched to make another rule like this. It's not a valid get, for sure not. Why can't she marry a Kohen? Because Kohanim don't go near Gerushas. Even if it's a Suffolk Gerusha, it smells like a Gerusha, even that they're not going to go near. It's a Chumra by Kohanim. It has nothing to do with our issue of you make a Tanai like that.
The Kohanim, she can't marry anybody.
What?
She can't marry anybody. So where's her status?
She's not married. She's not divorced. She's still married. You want to divorce her? Then do it the right way. She's still married. Now, boy, Rab Abba, Kedushin Ha'ech. What about a Kedushin? Right? What about a Kedushin? 1 second. What about Kedushin? What about Kedushin? Listen to this one. Rashi says, "Hiskadshli la'asa l'chol adam chutzim ploni mahu." I'm marrying you, but you're still mutter to ploni. Exact opposite case is by Gidden. We Rabbi Eliezer. What about by a Kedushin? Can you do such a thing? You're I'm married to you.
Right.
It means no one else can marry you. If anyone else tries to marry you, it doesn't get off the ground, right? But except for that guy, except for ploni. If ploni wants to marry you, I'm still going to allow it. It's a funny thing, no? So. Tiboy Rabbi Eliezer, Tiboy Rabbanan. This question could be asked according to both of them. How so? Tiboy Rabbi Eliezer, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer, hacha elamishum diksivi kroy. Now by Gittin he allows it because we kvetched it out of Psukim, right? So Aval Hasam, but by a kiddushin kinyan ba'aliyah be'inan. You need a valid kinyan, right? Oh Dilma, maybe no. Ah, Dilma, no. V'yatzav v'haisa. It says v'yatzav v'haisa. that whatever rule applies to get applies to kedushin. They go hand to hand. There's a hekesh. Anti by the rabbanon. You can have the same question according to the rabbanon. Ah, kan lo kam rabbanon hacha el to be in on krisus veleka. By rabbanon, we need krisus. We don't got it. Why don't we have it? Because she's still connected to the first husband because she can't marry Ploni. Avol Hassan, but over here, Kenyan Kolduhu. Any Kenyan should be good. And therefore, this Kedushin should be good. O Dilma, or maybe, Biyatza Vahaisa. Right? And maybe it's not good. Why? It's not good by Gittin. It's not good by Kedushin. It doesn't make any sense, I know.
It makes no sense. She's going to get married to somebody, but you can still be...
The Rajpa says it's only a theoretical question, because Lamaisa, you can't do it.
Yeah.
The Meiri says it also. Lamaisa, you can't do this. It's a theoretical question. It's in the Beis HaMedrash. It's a theoretical question. Lamaisa, you can't do it. You can't do... How do you have married... How's someone married to two people? It's a funny... How do you do that? So, just a theoretical question. So, Labasa di Baile, after we asked this question, Hadar Pashta, he answered it, Bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, Bein l'Rabbanan, Be'inan v'yatza v'haisa. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be good, and whatever that means, and according to Rabbanon, it's not good. Right? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be good. You hear this? It would be good. So, Amar Abaya, Imtim Tzolomar, Issi L'Rabbi Abba. By the way, if you want, this Rabbi Abba already had a hack about this, because it says, Bar Ruvain, let's say Ruvain came along, V'kidsha, and he was Mekadesher, Chutz Mishimon, except for Shimon. Okay? Who, by the way, Shimon's his brother. So Reuven comes along and marries her and says, are you married to me? Except for Shimon also can marry you. Uba Shimon, Shimon came along, the kitcha chutz mi Reuven.
So now she can't be with anybody.
Umesu, and they both died, Shnehem Mithya Bemes Levi. They're both married to Levi. They both could have Yivim to Levi. V'ein ani koreba eishes shnei mesim. And I don't call this eishes shnei mesim. Eishes shnei mesim is as follows. Reuven and Shimon and Levi are brothers. Reuven's married to Rachel.
Right.
He dies. While he died, Shimon and Levi are discussing which one of us is going to do Yibam. Okay. Shimon comes along and does Mimer.
Okay.
Which is like a partial Durabanan Kedushin. Right. He does Mimer. Then Shimon dies. Now Levi's pater from Yibam. Why? Because Levi has a zika to Rachel from two brothers.
Right.
One because they were really married, and one because of the Maimar. Right. So there's a rule, we're not going to get into why, that we did that in Yevamos, there's a rule, you don't get zika, you don't get Yibam from two Mason. But over here, Rababa said, Levi can do Yibam, because it's not two Mason. Reuven married her and said, I'm married to you except for Shimon. Shimon gave her a ring and said, I'm married to you except for Reuven. They both died. Is that Shnei Mesim? The answer is no. Right. Well, why not? My time, or why not? Because Kedushi de Reuven ahanu. Because Kedushin of Reuven worked. Kedushi de Shimon lo ahanu. It didn't. Why didn't it work?
Because
he said, no. Because he said, I'm married to you except for Reuven. But Reuven was already married to her. So he didn't add anything. He didn't add anything. So it's not two mesim. That's the key. The key is he didn't add anything.
He didn't
add anything. He didn't get off the ground. Right? Ella, rather, Eishes Shnei Mesim, Hechi Mishkach Hazla. So how could it be a case of two mesim? So we just asked that. We just explained how. One's from a Gibum and one's from Mimer. So the over here, he explains, Tosfos wants to know, is there a case from Daraisa? Mimer's only Darabanan. Is there a case of Daraisa where two Mason could come and there's no Yibam? How could that be such a thing? Says the Gemara, yeah, Kigon, for example, Shabar Reuven v'kidsha chutz mishimon. Reuven came along and said, he married to me except for Shimon. Uba Shimon, and Shimon came along v'kutcha stam. Didn't make any condition.
Right.
And Reuven said, I could marry you.
Right.
Reuven said, he left it open for me. So therefore what? Kedushe Reuven, ahani l'mimsera l'isra alma. Kedushe Reuven said that she can't marry anybody in the world, right? She can't marry anybody in the world. She asked her from everybody in the world except for Shimon. So Shimon comes along. Kedushe Shimon, ahani l'mimsera a Reuven. Kedushe Shimon comes along to ask her on Reuven, who's already married to her.
Right.
Which is also... Right? However, if they both die, Levi can't do Yibam. Why? Because it's Shnei Mesim.
Right.
It's also crazy, no?
Yeah, okay.
Right?
That's assuming that Shimon's worked, right?
Correct. We're assuming it did work because it was stam. So Reuven said I could marry. Reuven said to Shimon, you could still marry her also.
The whole thing
doesn't make any sense. We're not finished with this. We're going to stop now. We're going to stop here. Because
two men married to the same right. Two women married to the same men.
We're going
to
stop now because this question doesn't even get asked till way down in Amud Aleph. It's a whole long introduction to this question. We'll stop now, but we're not finished with this because it's a very difficult case. I don't understand it 100%, but we did our best. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a very, very good day. And a good Shabbos.